Something's happening in the world of music. Musicians are playing faster, louder, and stronger than they've ever played before. This recording of a Vivaldi violin concerto is just one example. Not only the soloist, but those members of the orchestra accompanying him. Listen to how fast they're playing. Rumors have been circulating for some time that, just like in the world of sports, performance-enhancing drugs may be the cause. If the rumors are true, what might the consequences be? Tom Goldman is NPR's sports correspondent. Though he normally covers baseball and basketball at this time of year, he's keeping an eye on this new development in music.
Lisa, it's kind of the untold story, and I'm not a music reporter, but I've heard from others that this is a very serious issue, and it brings up a whole host of issues related to performance-enhancing drugs that we're dealing with in the sports world. For instance, was that memorable piano solo at Carnegie Hall by performer X, and I should say we're, of course, not here to name names at this point, but was that solo enhanced by illegal substances? And if so, should there be an asterisk next to it on the CD?
Oh, you mean what because they're doing this in the sports world? Like if somebody hits a home run or something like that, they're considering putting an asterisk next to the guy's name?
They're talking about it, exactly. Yeah, all the great home run hitters from the mid-80s until the present. They're wondering, well, if that was the steroids era, do we have to mark these with asterisks?
So and, we might have to do that with musicians as well.
You may have to. I mean, the virtuoso violin performance by performer Y in 1998, breaking the speed record for Boeing. I mean, do you throw out that record? Do you put an asterisk by it? These are very serious considerations.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Carter Bray is principal cellist of the New York Philharmonic. He's on the front lines of the orchestra and says players are under tremendous pressure these days.
I think the public doesn't understand the kind of pressure that orchestra musicians are under to play faster and louder. And we're under this pressure. And if we don't produce, we're out in our cans. And so we've had to turn to drug help, and specifically steroids. Well, I've spoken to a lot of my colleagues in the business around the world, and although they're reluctant, I think, to really speak openly about it, it's an under-the-table thing. And if they're not doing it, they're going to be doing it soon.
Carter Bray, principal cellist of the New York Philharmonic. Bonnie Renfro is a physician at the Veterans Hospital in Albuquerque, New Mexico. She says there are some telltale signs to look for.
Well, the symptoms of drugging that you'd have to watch for are overdeveloped triceps in the bow arm, distended neck veins on the brass players, and the ability to play faster than should be humanly possible, Paganini notwithstanding.
But how will we know for sure which musicians are using performance-enhancing drugs? Tom Goldman says some people are talking about mandatory drug testing.
There are many who do believe that testing is the way to go. Some, however, do say that it's not testing, that it's law enforcement. So, you know, you're talking about testers showing up at the concert hall. What about police, you know, shutting down a performance? You know, what will the musicians' union stand for? Or how about if a chamber group is practicing and the cellist maybe heads for the bathroom with the testing official? Do the other members keep playing or do they wait, you know, in respectful silence?
But there are other dangers as well, both to players and to audience members. Dr. Renfro.
Well, uncontrollable rage is one of the side effects of steroids. I worry about a musician on stage who gets bothered by an audience member coughing or unwrapping a loud candy wrapper and coming down off the stage into the audience, creating a scene, as we've seen on the basketball court, or perhaps flying into a rage at an unreasonable conductor.
All the experts agree that the unreasonable expectations of classical music fans may be part of what's driving this alleged steroid use. Again, Carter Bray.
We find ourselves in this position where they get used to some big shot who comes into town pumped full of steroids and gives us Tchaikovsky violin concerto in 16 seconds flat. And they get used to that kind of performance. And where does that leave us? We've just got to, you know, fall into line there.
New York Philharmonic principal cellist Carter Bray. For NPR's Performance Today, I'm Lisa Simeone.
As always, your thoughts and your reactions are most welcome. Our email address is pt@npr.org. Our listener comment line is 202-842-3522. If you write email, please tell us where you're writing from. That email address again, pt@npr.org. We'll be right back.